time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and here we are once again. It's Thursday. Yeah, it's Friday, isn't it? Yes. And today is the second day of the Bratwurst Festival. Tomorrow's a big day there, too, with the big parade tomorrow at 4 in the afternoon. Tonight's parade again at 7 o'clock. And hopefully the weather will hold out for the weekend. Now, there's a chance tomorrow some spotty showers, like they always say. And so, carrying an umbrella wouldn't be bad either. And I've said often, too, that people in the eastern part of the United States kind of live with their umbrellas, that when it starts to rain, you'll see them popping up all over. But in Marion, in this part of the country, people just duck down, thinking, well, if they duck down, they won't get so wet. We're not an umbrella-conscious area here. Okay, so... Oh, the stripes, yes. I saw that early this morning on Facebook, the picture of the stripes, and they're in front of the county building. It's really interesting. Yes, they are painted in the wrong direction. In other words, Center Street is one way going west, and these diagonal lines to park in, you would have to make a U-turn to get into the direction of the lines. And how that happened, I don't know. Now, sometimes they work overnight, but I would think they would have not been painting in complete darkness. And weren't there some stripes there before? Because that's one of the the first area that people find to park when they go to the Palace Theater. Yeah, it's like, generally, if there's anything going on at the Palace, that area is full of cars, all facing, the west direction. So maybe, I'm sure somebody out there knows, maybe the city service director would sure know of why the lines, how they got mixed up and what they're going to do. They'll have to paint over them, of course, and that paint would have to dry, and then they'd have to repaint. So what's going on in downtown Marion right now? 10:20 is the time. So they had a good time last night in the block area between Center and Church. And it's similar to what Delaware does. Now, Delaware closes from William Street on down to, I can't remember, toward the Ohio Wesleyan area there. And they'll close it off completely, have booths and all kinds of things, and the stores will be crowded. And so that's what they're trying to accomplish in Marion, and good luck. But apparently you did have good luck last night, that's for sure. 10:21, the block party, you might say. And then they have, of course, once a month, the third Thursday or something like that. Since I live out in the country, I don't get a chance to be downtown that often. 10:21, and... I've got some things I can give away today. So yesterday, remember, we had a phone call about going up Route 4. They were repaving that, and I suppose they're still paving Route 4 going north yet today. So you can take Route 98 very easily, and you won't lose much time at all going up 98. and avoid that resurfacing project. 10:22 right now, and I noticed when I went by the area where the China, what do they call it, Chinese pandas, whatever, that new Chinese fast food restaurant is really going high speed, and you can tell they would like to get up, and they'll never make it by the time of the popcorn festival, of course, but it won't be long. They'll be putting up the walls and pouring the floor and so forth, but they're working on utilities now, full speed ahead. Okay, and that's called China. Well, you know what I mean. It's where the old, remember when we used to give away the cupcakes? That's the place where the cupcakes came from. And that's no longer there. Flattened out. And remember the rumors were around Marion at one time that that area was good. They were going to put a Wendy's in there. And Wendy's, I think, wanted a curb cut so it'd come in off of the street directly into that's just a rumor, too. But the state wouldn't let another curb cut there, so Wendy's just remodeled where they were. And I don't know if they ever put a sign up, no left turns, when you come out of Wendy's. Cars have often snarled up traffic trying to make a left turn across two or three lanes of traffic there. Okay, I'd like to give away something today. What would be a good question that you could answer today? I'm trying to think here, too. Did I ever mention the fact that I had a bump form on my upper arm, and it never hurt and never wasn't anything? So I went to a doctor, and it's actually an attachment that apparently came loose from between my rotator cuff and that bicep, or whatever they call it. And, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, that's Panda Express.
Panda Express, yeah. I must write that down.
Okay,
thanks. Panda Express, yeah. I'm going to write that right now. I have a hard time remembering things I should. And I take it. It is very popular in the Columbus area, so maybe it will be here too. It seems like whenever we get anything new, it's generally some place to eat. Although, because if it's an industry coming, we don't hear so much about that. But people in Marion love to eat. And whenever there is a possibility of a new restaurant going in fact, I heard of someone said there was another type of restaurant going in, but you know, rumors are a dime a dozen. But at least the Panda Express, we know, is real and will be up in no time at all. Yeah, I know they'd like to get the Popcorn Festival crowd, but that's probably not going to happen. They'll be open, I would think, for Thanksgiving. and maybe Columbus Day and different things. But we have, how many Chinese, we've got the one in the area, the Mallard Square, that Chinese. We got a small one in the old Plaza Shopping Center. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, did you see the moon last night?
Yes, I sure did. Wasn't that a beautiful sight?
Huh?
Yeah, beautiful sight it was.
Yeah, what was it called again?
It was called the Sturgeon Moon.
Yeah, the Sturgeon, yeah, I couldn't remember all that.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Me and my grandson sat on a boat to rise. While you're in the south end, we had to wait and took out all the houses.
Yeah, and
10 or 10:30.
Right, and to the right, to the right of the moon was a very large planet. I think probably was Jupiter.
Right. So, we sat there and watched for quite a while last night.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That was beautiful.
That was really nice. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I can only imagine at the Bratwurst Festival. Well, last night downtown, that block party, people looking up saw the moon and it does something. You know, it was kind of a yellowish moon. because the atmosphere between us and the moon is not all crystal clear. There's some debris in the air and making the moon a little bit orangish, but it's called the old Sturgeon Moon. Now, that would make a good question. I think I've asked it before. What's the very best, in fish eggs or roe, R-O-E? It's sturgeon. The sturgeon produces apparently the most tastiest of fish eggs of any other. I ate them once, and that was enough. I think I was starting to talk about that the other day. I was on a tour with the Marion County Farm Bureau, and we were all invited to eat dinner in the Washington Press Corps building, or room. I don't know if it's attached to the Capitol building or what. All I can remember is we walked in, and I thought, boy, this is where they have all those, remember when they roast the president and this and that? And quite a famous room. And the food was really good, but they gave you some of this roe caviar. You know, caviar is a nice name for it. And I never will forget putting this caviar in and crunching on it, and it goes pop, pop, pop in your mouth. And that was, you know, a lot of people, though, really love the caviar. And you can catch, sometimes out of the rivers and streams and everywhere else, catch a fish in the birthing season before they eliminate their eggs into the water. And that's caviar. People love it. And, of course, a lot of people love, how about you, liver? Now, I grew up eating liver about once every other week. And I don't know if I would still eat liver that. I haven't had liver in years. Liver and onions. Oh, boy, wasn't that a favorite of a lot of people? Liver and onions. And I can remember a restaurant I used to go into. My buddy, we went around together, his parents owned Worms Restaurant, Bucyrus, and they often had on the menu board, liver and onion day. Oh, boy. Well, we're coming up on a break here, and after that, we'll be right back with some a little bit of everything. 10:30 is the time coming up. And how are you all doing today? Going to have, maybe some of you are going to the Broadwest Festival today. Go up Route 98 and stay away from Route 4 and the consternation of the repaving. Once it's done, though, it'll be great. It's 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and it's now 10:31. I was trying to think, too, another new restaurant, not in Marion. This is going into Galleon on Route 61. A lot of you pass through that area. There used to be a restaurant called BJ's. Well, they finally had to close. They were they had violated so many of the regulations on proper food handling that the BJ's closed, and then it was sold, and the new owner found out the wiring was incomplete or insufficient, and they had to change all that. Now, it's open under, it's called the, Iron Horseshoe, something like that. I think they have also a restaurant in Mount Gilead. So it's open now. And there are a lot of new things going on in Galleon, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, people will complain about different things. And in Galleon, they're opening up or going to open up some new parks for kids. And I noticed on Facebook that people in Galleon say, well, they sure could spend that money elsewhere. We got enough parks for kids. You run into this. No matter where you go, you run into the negative on Facebook. Okay, it's 10:33, and I keep hearing a chime. Oh, yeah. Is that? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. The chime you heard in the background. Okay. So here's a good question. Now, this is a restaurant in Columbus. A restaurant in Columbus has a table with a plastic box on top, and inside that plastic box is the head of the Pope. And it's kind of an interesting restaurant, but it, because of that, all the strange goings on there, it's very, very popular. I was in Indianapolis once on with the convention visitor people, and in the restaurant there, and there's some really interesting things about. Maybe am I striking a bell with somebody? What's the name of that restaurant in Columbus? It's an Italian restaurant with a very strange name too. Now, what is that restaurant? How many of you have been there? The first letter of the restaurant is about letter B. And then there was a letter D, you know, B and D. Okay, what's the name of that restaurant? It's in Columbus, and it has I'm sure the same as the one in Indianapolis, the head of the Pope in a plastic box on the table, and a lot of other, gangster pictures and different things. Can you name that restaurant in Columbus? And I'll give you, I've got the usual today. Of the Zoo and Zumbezi Bay and the Wilds. Your choice of all those or any one of those. 10:34 and a half is the time. And does anyone want to admit what happened overnight with the stripes in front of the Marion County building? I bet that's the talk of the town. If anybody was downtown or anybody looking at Facebook today, saw the story about the wrong way lines on West Center, and you just wonder how they were put there. Was it overnight? It certainly wasn't in the daytime, I wouldn't think. Now, I once worked, the owner of the radio station, WMRN, Bob Mason, had an editorial every Sunday, and he brought up a lot of things about the city, good things, bad things, whatever. And one of the things he brought up was, for goodness sake, why don't they paint the stripes on the streets overnight and avoid all that traffic in the daytime? Well, I think maybe that's what happened here. They painted those stripes, obviously, overnight, didn't they? Does anyone know? Or is it a big blank? Okay. All right. Now, what's the name of that Italian restaurant in Columbus? And letters B, D, and P. Yeah, I'll give you B, D, and P. The first letters is a three-word title of it's rather famous in Columbus, although you don't hear too much about it. When it was first opened up, you heard a lot. Okay, and let me see what else is happening around the area. Wasn't there? I read, where was it, on Facebook, that one of the streets, was it Minnehaha Street, that changed to another around Harding High School? What was the name of that street that had changed? All right, and, what tree was prized by the Indians for making canoes? What tree was, you know, just really relished by the Indians for making canoes. Yeah, and there's still a lot of them out there. What tree would the Indians really like to use to make canoes? And they were, well, there were some trees they would cut down and hollow out. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Well, maybe my caller fell off her chair. Well, let me see. What was I asking you? Well, the stripes in the street, and I'm sure there's an official explanation somewhere. Probably, you know, if I were to call City Hall or call the Marion Safety Director, they probably would tell you the story. But until then, everybody is wondering how it happened. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, the tree that the Indians used to make canoes. And then there was other trees that were cut down and hollowed out to make a canoe. And they would hollow them with some rather crude tools they had until the white people came in and had good tools the Indians could buy. Okay, good morning, caller.
Yeah, on that tree right here, the canoes, was that birch?
Yes, birch tree.
Yep.
Yeah, boy. Okay, yep. Bob, well, thanks a lot. Are you eligible yet for a prize?
Oh, I've been eligible, but I had the tickets for Zumi Bay and got my grandkids down there.
Oh, okay.
They already made their trip.
Good.
Let somebody else get the tickets.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for your call. Okay. The birch tree, of course. Birch bark canoes. And that was quite a process the Indians had to go through to make a birch bark canoe. And maybe a little more complicated or a little more time-consuming, I don't know, than hollowing out the log. And some of the Indians used tools to hollow out the log, or they burned it out. And they would use, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was that restaurant Bucca di Beppo?
Yeah, you got it. Bucca di Beppo.
Bucca di Beppo.
Yeah, Bucca di Beppo. Okay, hey, would you like a prize today?
Sure.
Okay, I got zoo tickets, Zumbezi Bay, or the Wilds?
Let me get Zumbezi Bay.
Okay, very good. And what is your name?
Ray Rudd.
Okay, Ray Rudd.
Yeah, R-U-D-D.
Yes, okay, Ray. Hey, thanks for calling. Now you know where we're located?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
My stepson listens to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. See ya. All right. I think my iPhone or my smartphone is ringing in the background. It's probably a robocall. I'm starting to get them on my smartphone. Yeah, right. Well, that's awful when that happens. But, okay, Ray Rudd gets a Zumbezi Bay. All right. Today is a 8/16. All right. Bucca di Beppo. That's a strange name, isn't it? And if you ever wanted to go someplace different in Columbus when you're down there, Bucca di Beppo might be the place. All right. And what else? There is a, it used to be called an earthquake crack of some caverns north of here near Bellevue. What are they known as now? What's the title of the caverns or caves or whatever just south of Bellevue? Do you know that? And I've been there, and you go down several layers in this, you know, cave-like place, and you'll see fish that have no eyes. And why? Because they don't need them.
Charlie got a gift in there.
A what?
A gift.
Oh, a gift?
Cucumbers.
Oh, cucumbers. Yeah. I'm yeah, right. Yeah. Boy. That's a cucumber and a half. Ted Jolliffe, yeah. I made a batch of Ted Jolliffe's cucumbers in the cucumber salad the other day, and it's coming out my ears.
He said he felt bad for you when you said your plant died.
Oh, it did. My plant just doesn't pollinate. There are no bees in Clarendon.
The tears were coming down.
Yeah, no bees in Clarendon to pollinate anything. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So he brought you a bag of them.
Yeah, okay. Brought me some more. Yeah, that's a nice size.
He said you can have a few salads with that.
Yeah, right. That's for sure.
We figured Jeannie cooked
them. Yeah, right. And my wife just loves cucumbers. Oh, here we go. I do, too. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, Charlie, is the name of them caverns Seneca Caverns?
Yes, Seneca Caverns, yeah. Okay.
Hey, yeah, we come by there.
Yeah, would you like a prize today?
Sure, what prize you got?
I got Zimbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, and the Wilds.
Let's try the Wilds.
Okay, that's good, all right. And what's your name?
My name is Pete Gruber.
Pete, what's your last name?
Gruber.
Gruber.
Yeah.
Hey, you're one of the Grubers.
Yeah, I'm one of the Grubers.
Yeah, I was at Gruber's house last night.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah, okay, Pete. All right, very good. And you know where we're located?
I'm not sure now.
Okay, on Center Street, you'll find Lee's Famous Fried Chicken.
Yes.
And we're about one door west of there. At underneath Beltone Hearing Aid.
Okay.
And you park in the parking lot in the back, come down our steps.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, bye. All right. Thank you. That's new. Pete Gruber. Yeah, that reminds me, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with this, but when I was at the Gruber's house last night, I was shown an attachment, two different things. One thing was to measure your blood pressure with your smartphone. And a little thing you put your fingers on, and of course you pay extra for that. You have to buy that. And you put your index finger, both hands, on this, and it takes your blood pressure. And then another way, you have an app you can download, and it measures your ECG, that'd be electrocardiogram. It's absolutely, I never knew anything. You could email all this to your doctor if you wanted to. Oh my goodness, I didn't know things like this were available yet today. It makes living in today's world even a little more complicated, but a little more specific in medicine. I couldn't believe it. Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. 10:46 is the time. And how are you all doing today? All right, now let me see. Another question. This might be an easy one because I love giving away these tickets. Zimbezi Bay, the zoo, or the Wilds. You know, Jack Hanna kind of manages the Wilds. And really interesting. Okay, my question is, Marion County has one covered bridge, a very beautiful installation of a covered bridge, done just the way technically it would have been done many years ago, in the way the braces are engineered and so forth. But now I want you to tell me, what road is that covered bridge located on? On what county highway, by name, is the covered bridge? 740-383-9944. If you can answer that, I'll let you take your selection of prizes. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. And the time right now is 10:47 on this Friday morning. Wow, this week is really going by. Today is the second day of the Bratwurst Festival, and you can almost smell them from here. Although nowadays, there is less smoke emitted from roasting bratwurst than there used to be. And at one time, when you walked down the Bratwurst Festival main course there, it almost, got really foggy. You could hardly see from all the smoke, from all the bratwurst being cooked. But now it's not so much. I don't know why. Is it the way they're cooked? Is it the amount of fat in the bratwurst has changed? But anyhow, they sure do smell and taste really good. So, and there's all kinds. There's bourbon chicken. You remember I talked about bourbon chicken the other day? Yes, they have it again this year. And like I say, the bourbon is not, they don't pour a bottle of bourbon in with your chicken when they're frying it. No, you can buy containers of bourbon flavoring, and that's how it's done. 740-383-9944. What's the name of the county highway in which you would find the new covered bridge? And that covered bridge is so beautiful. It's done up, I don't know if any artists have completed a painting of that bridge. There are a lot of photographs of it, of course, but that's, what road is it located on? It's the same area. Okay, and I think we have a winner. Yeah. Pete, right here. Let's see, you wanted a Wilds, yes, okay. And you, here. There, Pete. Are there more than two of you?
Just two.
Okay, there you are. Two tickets to the Wilds.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Pete, are you retired now?
Yes, I'm retired.
Hey, isn't that nice?
Yes, nice.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Pete Gruber just picked up his prizes. All right, let me cross that off here. It's a great day. It's Friday. Now, remember, at 12:15, 12:12 around there, we have our little discussion with Brandy Downs and Scott and myself. So that would be coming up. Right now, though, it's 10:50 Eastern Daylight Time. What Marion County Highway, name it, is the new covered bridge located? The only covered bridge in Marion County. Now, the history behind what the other bridges that were there, way back in Al Tozer's dad, I think, was county engineer, when they moved the bridge from the Scioto River and Route 4, when they picked that up and took it over and put it, and it covered the Olentangy. The only bridge in Marion County that had been moved to cover, well, two different locations. Now, there was another bridge, though, that it covers, let me see, how can I word this? This one bridge that was located where the covered bridge was placed had been over the Scioto River and the Olin, and ended up over the Olentangy. Now, there's another bridge in Marion County that also spanned the Scioto River and is now spanning the Olentangy. Yeah, it was similar, although the one that spans the Olentangy it's closed. You cannot use it. It was just placed across the Olentangy with the thought that someday they'll have it installed so it'll be a footbridge over to a recreational area. But where is that location? Where is the second location for the bridge that used to span the Scioto River on Espyville Road? It's the old Espyville Road Bridge, but it's now located in another area of Marion County, and it crosses the Olentangy. Now, where is that location? 740-383-9944. Figure that one out. Yeah, it was, I remember when they redid the bridge on Espyville Road over the Scioto, they had to take this bridge and put it on a flatbed truck, and I think that's the way they did it, and haul it over to another area where it sits today, not being used and condemned, more or less, for anyone using it. But eventually they hope, if they get enough money, to kind of restore it, being an old classical bridge. Okay, caller, go ahead.
This is the bridge over the Whetstone River Road.
Well, I guess you could call it Whetstone. It's the Olentangy at Caledonia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, now you're eligible for a prize today.
Yes, but what do you have on?
I've got the zoo, Zumbezi Bay, and the wilds.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think I could use those right now, so we'll just let someone else have them.
Okay. Hey, what's your name, by the way?
Kendra.
Kendra?
Okay. Martin.
Kendra, what's your last name?
Martin.
Okay, Martin. Okay. Well, Kendra, thanks for listening.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Bye. All right. So how many of you are going to the Bratwurst Festival today and maybe going tomorrow? Tomorrow, the big parade and the Marion Popcorn Festival people will be in that parade tomorrow, along with all the, you know, a lot of other queens from, well, like the Melon Festival. And, oh, there's so many festivals around Ohio, and they all have their queens in court. And the Marion pageant or Marion people should be in the parade tomorrow. Okay, and that's at 4 o'clock in downtown Bucyrus. And it kind of disperses after it passes City Hall. Okay, so name that road. Now, the lady had that right. It depends on what you know. You can call it the Whetstone, you can call it, but the Olentangy is the official title for the river, and that, I think, title came about in 1840. And there is another Whetstone River, and it's over in Morrow County. If you look on your maps, you'll see the Whetstone River emptying into the Delaware Dam area, the same as the Olentangy River empties in. But the diehards, if you can call it that gracefully, like to call it, you know, the Olent or the Whetstone, because that was the original name until the state of Ohio changed it to the Olentangy. Now, the Whetstone, you know what a Whetstone is, don't you? Yeah, now there's a good question. What is a Whetstone? Answer that, and I'll give you a prize. What is a Whetstone? W-H-E-T O-N-E, Whetstone. What is a Whetstone? And I don't know if they thought the Indians used that river as a source of things for sharpening knives or whatever. 10:55 is the time. What is a Whetstone? Okay, and name the highway, the Marion County Highway, in which the beautiful covered bridge is located. Wow. How many of you have been driving through that just to observe the bridge? Oh, boy, it's really great. Yep, and bicyclers galore have gone through that bridge. And the old bridge that they removed had a lacework floor in it, of metal lacework, and you had to get off your bicycle and walk across it to keep your tires from going flat. Oh, and speaking of tires, I stopped today at a BP station on the east side to fill up my... I have an indicator on my Fiat that I've got... The right-hand tire is low. It's down to 29 pounds. And so I stopped, and I'll be doggone if I could figure out how to work that air gauge. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You just told us, Charlie, it's a sharpening stone.
Yes, right. I did, didn't I? Yes, I've got a couple of those at home. Yeah. So how are you doing today?
Good, good. Put water on the stone and sharpen your knives.
Yes, right. I wonder, can you imagine the Indians crouching down the river with their knives?
Well, I bet they use many different stones.
I would think so, yes, indeed.
Whatever had a rough surface on it, they used to sharpen their knives.
Yes. Are you going, you going to the Bratwurst Festival?
I doubt it. My wife doesn't walk that well, so.
Well, yeah, I don't either anymore, but I'm going to try. I have to go because my granddaughter is Miss Teeny Pop.
And get you a little scooter.
Yeah, hey, that's an idea.
One of those little electric scooters.
Yeah, I remember last year I hitched a ride on a golf cart to go back to my car.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
All righty, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, whetstone is what you use to sharpen knives. Now, wet would be water on this particular stone. But then some of the whetstones you put oil on, a sharpening oil. And the best they claim are the Arkansas whetstones. And then, there's just numerous. I've got, I don't know how many different ones. And then I have a leather man. You know, I think the leather man was the greatest thing that ever came about. Of course, they're a little more expensive than when I got my first one. And the one I've got, my old, it has a whetstone, a sharpening, a diamond-encrusted blade in that unit. And I can sharpen knives with it. Really great. Works good. 10:59 is the time. All right, and we're coming up to break time here. And yet, you know, does anyone have any official word on how the painting in downtown Marion in front of the county building, how that got the wrong direction, painted in the wrong direction on Marion City Street? Does anyone from the county know that in front of their place, it's kind of different? Kind of different, yes. I'd appreciate hearing from any official source on how those lines ever got painted the wrong direction. So if you're going west on Center Street and you come to this area in front of the county building, you'll find that the lines are facing southwest, which means you'd have to make a big U-turn to get into a parking place. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Okay. Maybe they're easy to back out of, though. I don't know. 11 o'clock's the time. And we'll have some more things coming here right after the news. So stay tuned on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson. Just great people. People who are no longer with us. Tony Curtis and Phyllis Diller and Jane Meadows and all the great guests we've had over the last 5 years. But today, making a very special appearance with us, is a gentleman who's been on before. He is an icon in the world of news without question. And my introduction is now over, long enough to say, here is Sam Donaldson. Sam, how are you?
Well, Scott, I'm pleased to be with you. I mean, you're persistent, you're smart. I understand that you've been on the air for 5 years. And I must tell you, I was a reporter in Washington for 52 years. The next 47 is the easiest. I mean, the first 5 was the hardest, Scott.
You know, it's interesting, Sam. I was talking to somebody the other day over a few radio stations. I've been doing this for 17 years, and boy, I'll tell you, it never gets old.
No, it never gets old, and it's always interesting if you are smart and if you keep up on the topics that people are interested in. And the list of guests you've had.
I can't thank you enough. The audience can't thank you enough. And I hope every so often you'll come back and join us periodically.
I will when I can, Scott, because I'll repeat it. you're smart, and in the case of trying to get guests, you're persistent, and that pays off.
And the funny lady from Hee Haw, legendary actress Lulu Roman.
When you do a show like you will on Sunday, a musical performance, is there a number in there, because you are so comedic, you have that great comedic time, is there a number that kind of strays to the comedy side of things that you like to do?
They want me to do the Where Oh Where Are You Tonight thing, so I'll do that. And I have little verses, you know, that go with it. And that's funny, people like that do.
Now tell people where that came from who might not remember that.
Okay. On Hee Haw, there was two guys who stood in front of the board fence, Archie Campbell and Gordy Tapp, and they did a little thing called Where Oh Where Are You Tonight. And the chorus was, Where Oh Where Are You Tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone. My favorite verse to it was, I had six kids and you had 11. We had 10 more and they're blooming like flowers. I wish you'd come home, you dirty old rascal, because your kids and my kids are a-beating up ours. Where, oh, where are you tonight? You know.
I love that.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Vanover Square Apartments, address 465 Merchant Avenue, offer 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Phone number 740-389-3462. Central Baptist Church would like for you and your family to join them for worship service Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Baptist Church is located at 2816 Marion Waldo Road. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Madge Cooper was Marion's First Lady of Radio, starting on air in 1941. Her last broadcast was in 2007 at the age of 97. She was the first winner of the Fashion Reporters Award New York in the 1960s and was inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame in 2007.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you. Lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget to catch Adam Lepp on Monday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. with Mid-Morning Coffee Break right here on 107.1 FM WWGH.
Ted listens, and so should you. Also, talk today's top and trendy technology topics with me, Adam, every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 and 3 p.m. on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
This is Earl Pitts American. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address
400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
At Zumbezi Bay, there are endless ways to enjoy your day. So whether you're a speedy slider, a tiny tighter, a super splasher, or a max relaxer, you'll love all our rides, tides, and water slides. Plus, admission to Zumbezi Bay gets you into the Columbus Zoo, too. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Learn more at columbuszoo.org.
Zumbezi Bay!
This is Adam Lepp, and you hear me talk every week about computers and politics. Yes, I do know quite a bit about those topics, but as a homeowner, I could never know enough about home repairs and improvements. However, I have great news. Join my friend D Skills every Saturday morning at 10:13 a.m. for the Skills to Envy program. Helpful tips, money-saving advice, and of course, a surprise or two. Skills to Envy, a fun and flavorful way to obtain useful information.
Hi, gang, it's Gallagher. Do you know what time it is? No, you don't. That's why you need me to tell you. It's time for the WWGH News. What is that? It's news about people, news about places and their plans. And what? It's live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Gallagher, but I told you that.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Marion Popcorn Festival would like to congratulate the 2019 Marion Popcorn Festival royalty crowned recently here in Marion. Little Miss Wee Pop 2019 is Raylan Thrasher. Little Mr. Wee Pop 2019 is